very much. This is really a fascinating experience.
But the welfare is going to take a long time. If you really want a story of the welfare,
it would be very interesting.
Because I was there all through the years, the hard years, and wasn't any good years.
What I could do, are you busy this evening for an hour?
You can come back this evening for an hour.
Maybe that would be better, and...
I kind of believe it would, too, get a little bit rested.
All right.
But really, now, the welfare is going to take... If you want a story of the welfare...
This is historically very interesting, especially back in the Depression years, because...
I think like the NYA and CCC and like that, they were programs that really done the good.
Yes,
It brings the work program into now and the wages.
Right.
I think there's a most wonderful comparison as to what the men used to do and put up with and be so happy and thankful for what they got. And now...
Right. You see, those those are the things I can read about, the CCC and the NYA and so on. But what I'd be interested in is how people actually lived those days.
Yeah.
That's what's hard to find.
Well, you just wonder how they did.
This Commonwealth College is really very interesting.
I wish you could get with somebody that could tell you about the Commonwealth College, but of course it's quite a history for me now.
I prefer not trying to give information on that. I see. I had heard that there was a college up on the hill.
Oh, that was different. That was a commercial college, and that was real business school.
I see.
I bet this is Mona where I sent the man.
I see.
Hello? You want to take your sweater off before you start? I'm sure I've got it warm in here.
No, this is fine.
Make yourself comfortable.
All right, thanks. Uh-huh. If you'd start in, then you mentioned... the other day that people brought the sick man on a litter
it was back to the hard welfare days when we didn't have any health program to speak of at all, and welfare had no money whatever. We did have a little connection with the different little church organizations or maybe with our city in those days even, where they'd give us maybe $5 in an emergency, but we actually didn't assume any health problems. And the Commonwealth College took it on themselves to insist that the government, as they always call the welfare office, the government office, and they didn't blame headquarters for it, they blamed the local ones that was handling the money, and I can't help but feel that they actually thought we had things to do with, when actually we had very little, and what we did get special, we had to telephone them and explain to them and beg for it, and then maybe wait for a letter to get over there, over our signatures, to tell them the truths about things. But in this particular case, like I told you, our little welfare office was up in the what they called the cupola room of the courthouse, and it was on the third floor with no elevators, of course, or anything. It's just stairway, and it was a very small little room. We just had a couple of desks in the office, and amongst other things, we had one of these potbelly stoves, and of course the wood had to be carried up from the ground floor. So we didn't always keep a big fire, but the little room was easy